If you're involved in your church in almost any capacity, you know that Mother's Day is usually well attended, but Father's Day, not so much. Well, today's guest has some great ideas to help your church reach fathers. Next on the Church Solutions Podcast.
It's the Church Solutions Podcast, brought to you by StreamingChurch.tv. The Church Solutions Podcast is all about helping you and your church with technology and other resources for your life and ministry. Now, here are your hosts, Steve Lacy and Phil Thompson.
Welcome, folks, to another episode of the Church Solutions Podcast. My name is Phil Thompson. This is episode number 432. Nice to have you with us today. Steve Lacy, who's normally here, is not with us today, but we have a guest. Before we get to our guest, we want to remind you that the Church Solutions Podcast is brought to you by DailyDive365.com. Preach once, inspire daily. DailyDive365.com. It's a new product. It's actually from us. And Daily Dive will create for you automatically podcasts, devotionals. You can get on Alexa Flash Briefings. It will do some sermon clips for you. It will even take out the garbage for you. All right, maybe not, but it will do a lot of things. And so check it out. Just go to DailyDive365.com. It's a new product, and we're offering a special price for it right now. So check it out. I also want to remind you that we have a podcast coming up, and the date on that is going to be in June 18th. And it's called The Easy Button for Transforming Your Sermons to Podcasts. That's the name of the webinar. And you can sign up, reserve your seat for free. It's about a 30-minute webinar. And honestly, it's going to go through what some of the things that DailyDive365.com does. And so you can sign up for the webinar by just going to webinar.streamingchurch.tv. Reserve your seat. Share it with a friend, and you know, I think you'll like it. I think you'll get some out of it. New technology. All right. So our guest today is, we've had him on here numerous times. He's the co-founder and the CEO of OurChurch.com. He's a husband, a father of three. He's a blogger, and you can follow him on X. Still can't get used to saying that. Instead of Twitter, it's X. So you can follow him on X at Paul Steinbrick. And Paul, welcome to the Church Solutions Podcast. How are you today?
Good. Thanks, Phil. Thanks for having me back. Yes. And I definitely want to sign up for that Daily Dive trash service as soon as I get off the podcast here.
Yeah. Sign up for it. It's limited offer. So, you know, you don't sign up soon, you won't get it. But DailyDive365.com. We've been working really hard on that. Steve Lacy's been working hard on it. And we've kind of unveiled it last week, I guess, for the first time. Maybe a couple of weeks ago. And so it's pretty cool. We like it. So check it out. All right. So Paul wrote a blog a week or two ago that I came across, and it's a blog on Father's Day, on fathers. And so I thought we would, we'll probably republish this with his permission on our blog. We have a blog too, by the way, blog.streamingchurch.tv. And so we'll get that on later, but I liked what he had to say about it, and I thought we'd have him on to talk a little bit about this. So you wrote an article, Paul, on Father's Day. What was the specific event or experience maybe that sparked your interest on this topic?
Well, that's a good question. I would say, first of all, Phil, that I think that more broadly, that really people are looking for things to do, ways to connect, things like that. And so I think really just about every holiday provides an opportunity for churches to connect with people in their neighborhoods, in their community, and so forth. And so, you know, Father's Day happens to be the holiday in June. And so it's a good opportunity for churches to do that. But really, you can, you know, no matter whether it's Mother's Day or Easter or Valentine's Day, you know, every one of those is an opportunity. And so so we have published other articles on other holidays in the past. And right now we're focused on Father's Day because that's the next one that's coming up.
Yeah. And we're going to get into this here. You wrote 12 church outreach ideas for Father's Day. But let me, before we jump into those 12 points, You've been involved in churches for years, and so have I. Mother's Day is always very well attended, traditionally for church gatherings, right? Mother comes and brings the husband and the kids along, and anybody else. But Father's Day, not so much. Why is that?
Well, I think, part of it is just the differences between the way that moms and dads tend to want to spend their day. Moms want to get the whole family together. Sometimes dads are like, I just want to sleep in. So, there's that aspect of it. But I also think that in the ways that that Mother's Day and Father's Day services are done have often been quite different. Everybody loves to honor moms. They're so hardworking. They care for their kids. They do all of this stuff. And so they're always honored and rightfully so. But sometimes when it comes to Father's Day, it tends to be the messages tends to be like, Dads, you're not doing enough. You got to man up, turn off ESPN, spend time with your kids and everything like that. And so, for a dad that is maybe he's not as committed to Christ or to his church. If he's invited to a Father's Day service, maybe he doesn't want to go and get that kind of lecture. And so he would just rather, sleep in or go play some golf or something instead.
You brought up an interesting point in the article, and I probably need to people can read this article. Like I said, we'll put it on our blog, but what's the address? It's ourchurch.com. Is there slash blog? What is the
Absolutely. Yeah, that's it. Ourchurch.com/blog.
okay, all right, okay. So you brought up a point that back in the day, you had fathers know you had TV shows like Father Knows Best, and I'm old enough to remember that, by the way. But then there was a shifting of sitcoms and stuff that came later that really kind of made the dad look like a dummy. What's your thoughts on that? Why do you think that happened, and is there ever going to be a change in that perspective?
Yeah, I don't know. It's a good question. And as I was looking back over the blog post, I didn't go into this too much in the blog post itself, but in the weekly email that we put out, our Christian Web Trends email, I did go more into this angle of it that, yeah, it used to be that dads were honored and everybody looked up to dad and everything like that. But I don't know, kind of there was Archie Bunker who was had his issues, and then you had what was the one Married with Children and Al Bundy there, and then you get to Homer Simpson, and at that point we've reached like the bottom, I think, in terms of dads who you can mock and make fun of and everything, and it's hard to pin down exactly why that has happened, but dads are a favorite target, and they're often portrayed as out of touch or some other way just not being really good dads, and they tend to be the butt of jokes rather than honored in our media today. And I think that's it's challenging for dads because then we as dads tend to feel like we're the butt of jokes too sometimes.
Yeah. Did you draw on any I don't want to get into therapy sessions here, but did you get any do you any draw on any personal experiences when you were writing this?
Honestly, not really, other than just my own TV watching and everything like that, and just sometimes cringing at the dads that are in shows and in movies and everything like that. And to be honest, they're often portrayed in less than honorable ways. And I think sometimes that can, in some ways, let dads off the hook too, because if you're not seeing good role models in media, then you're like, oh, well, that's what dads do. Dads just kind of tune out. Dads just, aren't there and all that. And I think we as a society and as a culture want to, raise up the, we want to have the kind of dads and we want to be the kind of dads that are there for our wives and for our kids and upstanding, engaged members of our community. And everything like that. And so we could do for some better role models than that.
Yeah. All right. So let's jump into you gave 12 outreach ideas for Father's Day. And I don't know if we're going to get through all 12 of these, but I thought we'd jump into a few of these here. And again, I like what you said towards the very beginning here about how many times fathers don't really want to come to church because you're going to get hit over the head, you know, how you're not good enough, you're not man enough or whatever. So some of these maybe tie into that a little bit about that idea about how to get away from that idea of beating guys up. So let's talk about the first one. You talk about Father's Day, having a Father's Day tribute service. What is that all about?
Well, I think it's because it's Father's Day, it's just a good opportunity to honor dads for what they do, for their commitment to their family, their commitment to their wives and kids, and for the way that they lead their families and the way that they try to be a godly example, teach their kids what it means to follow Jesus. And I think it's hard to be a parent. It's hard to be a mom. It's hard to be a dad. And so I think we need to it's really good to honor the dads who are hanging in there and making sacrifices for their families, you know, whatever their situation might be. And so that, you know, what they're doing is acknowledged.
So instead of beating them over the head.
Yeah.
It's actually honoring them and encouraging them a little bit. Okay. So Father's Day tribute service. Let's move on to the second point, Father's Day breakfast. Now, I like that idea a lot. Father's Day breakfast. Now, I'm assuming this doesn't need a whole lot of explanation, right? I mean, it's an event that you could have to, again, honor the fathers, but also kind of organize it where people are involved and so on and so forth, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think dads and kids love to have breakfast together. And, you know, you can make it even easier so that they don't. I mean, it's great to make your own breakfast together as a family. That's a great event opportunity to do things. But your church could also do a Father's Day breakfast and invite the dads and have them bring their kids. And it can be a great event. You know, I think the key for this one and for probably all the ones that we go into is think about things that that dads like to do with their kids. And you can help to make it easier for dads to do those things by organizing them and hosting them. And breakfast is just one of those things. Who doesn't like pancakes and bacon and sausage and all that breakfast goodness, right?
Yeah, unless you're a vegan. But anyhow, well, yeah, and you know, the third point you make about is you know, maybe organize a Father's Day barbecue, and that would be something you could do either after church or maybe a Saturday before. Some of my best times with my son, we used to take the Jeep out. We still do. It's not a whole lot these days since he's married now and got his own life. But we would lots of times do Jeep events, and we would have breakfast together. And it was really just a fond time that my son had about that. So getting together and eating together, something about eating together.
Absolutely.
Breakfast or barbecues or dinners, or whatever. So that was one point. And you talk a little bit about a Father's Day picnic. So now that's kind of intriguing. So tell us a little more about that idea.
Well, I think, you know, again, anything that you can do that involves food, first of all, and I think we even see in the Bible, there's lots of great examples where, you know, Jesus ate with people and so forth. So food is a great community type connection building activity. So anytime you can do anything with food, it's good. And then, you know, it's another, you know, a picnic is another thing where it just allows people to do things together. One of the things that I think is that men tend to not always be great socializers, just, you know, stand around and talk and meet one another. It really helps for guys to do something together while they're getting to know one another. And so if you have a picnic where maybe they can play cornhole or softball or kickball with the kids or something like that, if there's an activity going on, that kind of allows men to engage more. And so I think you could do a picnic, you could do it after your church service on Sunday, or you could do a picnic the day before on Saturday and then invite the dads and the kids to come back on Sunday. So again, it's just another idea that involves food and involves activities that guys like to do together.
Yeah, I think the activity thing really really adds to any event when there's something that they can do together. And as you said, instead of just standing around and holding a cup of coffee or lemonade, actually getting involved in doing something. All right. Now here's one that you've got here that tell me more about this one. I mean, some of these are obviously been self-explanatory, but you've got a father-child craft workshop. That sounds like a lot of work to me.
Well, it could be a lot of work, but it also, I think, guys like to do some manly type crafting things, whether it's woodworking or blacksmithing or something like that. And, my dad didn't do a lot of, I mean, he was handy around the house, but he didn't do, he didn't have a, a metal shop or something like that, or make his own knives or like carve his own something or other. But, sometimes there are guys who are into that stuff. I've got a friend who who's got his own metal shop, and so this wasn't a Father's Day related thing, but he just had some of the dads and the sons come over, and we, like put them in the fire, and we hammered out knives, and we came home with a knife from that, me and my son together, and it was really cool. I had never done anything like that before, and so it was a bonding experience for me and my son. And then, we come home with this memento, this piece of memorabilia from our our event together. And if I had thought about it, it's right across the room from me. I should have had it here. I could have held up the knife that I created that day with them. So I think it's just a neat outside the box kind of thing. Give dads and sons and even daughters a different kind of experience, something they've never done before, and that makes it memorable.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's not forget about the daughters on these things too.
Yeah, for sure.
So outdoor movie night is another one that you've brought up here in the blog. So how do you do it outdoor? I'm asking some pretty elementary questions here, but outdoor movie night. I mean, I know when I did some missionary work in Mexico, we put a sheet on the back of a bus. We had this old school bus that we drove around all throughout Mexico and taking our life in our own hands. In fact, I was driving a lot of times too. But one of the things that we did was we put a sheet on like the back of the bus, and then we had this projector. This is in the 1980s, and we showed a movie to the people in the Mexican village. So an outdoor movie night. So I mean, now it's a little more sophisticated. You could do more. There's more tech, right? You can do more things with that outdoor movie night. Maybe what on the side of a building, side of the church building, maybe.
Yeah, sure. I mean, I think you could do it almost anywhere, and I think even now, the idea of just putting up a big sheet and projecting onto the sheet still works. I mean, I've done that recently at a camping weekend with my family doing that, and so that gives you a lot of flexibility, and it's certainly a low cost kind of thing. Projectors are portable projectors are really affordable today, and of course, you can't get more affordable than a sheet putting that up. So, yeah.
Absolutely. And it's, again, these are great ideas for Father's Day, but you can use them anytime for any event. And
Absolutely.
it certainly would be. All right. So if you're keeping score at home, let's move on to number seven, Father's Day car show. And this is something Steve Lacy would like. So tell us, you get people from the church to drive up their pieces of junk and put them in the parking lot. I mean, how does that work? Tell me more about that.
Yeah, you probably wouldn't want to like park my old Mazda out in front of the church or something like that. But a lot of towns have car clubs. And so, you could invite one or more of the car clubs to come out and show their cars. And I think just, it may seem stereotypical, but there are a lot of guys who like cars, and maybe guys who don't, maybe interested, and maybe their dad wasn't a car guy. Maybe they didn't do a whole lot with cars, and or maybe they did, and this is nostalgic for them. But either way, you could invite a car club to come and set up their vehicles, and and that can be a draw for dads too, as well, to do that.
Yeah, we have a deal here in Arizona, usually in the Phoenix area. These auctions—I can't remember the name of them here—but Steve, actually, a part of our team goes up to the Phoenix area once, sometimes twice a year, to see these car shows that they have auctions, and so you see some really classic vehicles and some custom vehicles, and And I asked my son, we actually went to one this year. I asked my son about, hey, do you want to, he's 25 now. And he goes, yeah, I'd love to go see that. You know, and we didn't really mess with cars much. We have a Jeep that we've done off-roading with. So I guess there's a little bit of a tie-in there. But he really loved seeing all the cars up there. And we didn't have any money, so we couldn't buy anything. But we certainly enjoyed all that stuff. So yeah, car show is gonna be a lot of fun. All right. So let's go on to, you mentioned a fishing tournament. You're in Florida, so that's almost any state has, I mean, even Arizona has lots of lakes here. Fishing tournament would be fun. Here's one though that I found interesting. Support fathers in need. This is number nine if you're looking at his blog. Support fathers in need. What does that mean, and how do we do that?
Well, I think that there are a lot of dads, older fathers, or people who have disabilities, that may not, they may not get to church. They may not even be a part of your church or something like that. And so I think taking the opportunity to honor some of the dads in the community, even if they're not connected with your church, to go over, maybe help with some chores, help with some yard work. And, I think you can, it doesn't just have to be about, me and my kids. It can be like, what can me and my kids do for somebody else? And that too can be a great bonding experience. It can be great to honor those people who might be older or might be disabled. And I think another part of it too, that I mentioned in the article is that it doesn't have to be just like, don't view the person who you're serving as like this victim that we have to do stuff for, but view them as another human being, another man that you get to do something with. And so as much as you can engage with them, ask them about themselves and their story. And if you're doing some sort of project at their house, ask them, how do you want this done or where would you like this? And, things like that, so that even if they may not be physically able to go and, rake leaves or trim a tree or something like that, they can be involved in what you're doing for them. And it just, I think it, everybody wants to feel like they're contributing and that they're not just always receiving. And so to be able to spend some time with somebody that maybe doesn't have a lot of visitors and to be able to involve them in a project so that they feel like they're accomplishing something too, it's just a win-win-win for you and your kids and for the person who's being helped as well.
Absolutely. Here's number 10. And this one kind of scares me a little bit. Father's Day panel discussion. What is a Father's Day panel discussion? And why in the world would I want to have one?
Well, it's I don't know, maybe people wouldn't want to do it, but I think there's a lot of dads that have a lot of questions out there. Maybe they're dealing with some things that maybe they don't feel real comfortable asking somebody directly, but they would like to hear somebody, maybe an experienced dad who's a little bit further along. Maybe they're, they've been through certain circumstances. They just want to hear, like, how did you deal with, stuff when your family went through health issues? Or how did you deal with, like, when your kids started to date or wanted to date, and like all of that? How did you deal with when your kids were leaving the house, even? There could be, there's all kinds of wisdom. In people who have lived a few more years than we have. And I think that's one of the things that that churches and men can do a better job of is mentoring other men and providing wisdom to other men so that we can learn from each other's experiences and each other's mistakes that some of us have made so that maybe future generations don't have to make as many or the same mistakes as we have.
Well, that's a very good point. Number 11, give away manly prizes. Manly prize. What's a manly prize?
That is a good question. No, I mean, I think anything, I mean, again, it's going to seem kind of stereotypical, but if guys love to eat out at a barbecue restaurant or give a gift card to a hardware store, maybe fishing gear, if you have, it really kind of depends on your budget and the size of your congregation. I've seen some churches that gave away a car, got to have a lot of members and a lot of contributions for that one.
Yeah.
Or maybe somebody who owns a car dealership or something. But anyway, just think about the things that the guys in your church might like to do. And maybe it's a family weekend away at some place or something, you know, can be practical, help to foster relationships. And everybody loves to win prizes, right? So you can
go
that route for sure.
I pastored a church in Kansas, and we had a small group one time. We went around the small group saying, what is it that that you like that people don't really know that you actually like, you know? And people went through different things. And I said, I like candles. And and people are like, and several people are laughing about it. They thought it was the craziest thing in the world that I, as a man, would like candles. But I do like candles. And I don't put them on my office because they get a little toxic in here if you burn candles. All right. All right. Let's wrap this up. You wrap things up with launch new groups for dads.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great opportunity to announce on Father's Day, maybe, like you were just kind of, some of these things we already were talking about, new ministries for fathers, outdoor stuff, maybe, men's Bible studies, classes to help parents. No,
I think the thing to keep in mind with it is that a lot of these, the things that we've talked about before are one-time events, and they're things that are attractive to dads. They might get them to the church or to the activity or something like that. But anytime you do an outreach event as a church, you want to be thinking like, what's the next step for the dads that are here for the first time? And so I think this is an opportunity. Like if you have a small group for dads or a Bible study for dads or a class for dads of teenagers, dads of preschoolers, you know, whatever you think is going to be helpful for the dads. And I think it's an opportunity both to learn and get better as a dad, but then also to build relationships. And I think that's a draw because I think men tend to not have as many close friendships, even, you know, not as much as women. And so sometimes it's helpful for the church to provide a way to facilitate relationships. And so if you can organize a guys group, and that's a way for guys to make closer friendships, have guys that they can talk about dad issues with and everything like that, that's just going to be beneficial to the dads who are part of your church. And it might even help to connect some of the dads that are not connected with your church, but are looking for support and looking for friendships and so forth.
Yeah. Good stuff. Paul Steinbrech is our guest today. Wrapping up here, you are the CEO of OurChurch.com. What is that?
Yeah, OurChurch.com. Our mission is to help Christian organizations live out their mission online. And so we do that by helping Christian churches, schools, ministries, and businesses with websites and also search engine optimizations, search engine optimization, getting better ranked in the search engine so people can find you. And really important, especially if you are doing things to reach out in your community, you want people to be able to find your church and also to find out about the events. So you need a good website and you need it to be visible in search engines. It's great to put on events, but if nobody knows about it, then it's not very successful. So there's an online component to that too.
All right. So folks, go to ourchurch.com if you want to talk to Paul or learn more about what he was just talking about there. Some good stuff here. Don't forget about our webinar coming up June 18th. The webinar is called The Easy Button. Did I mention at the very beginning? I mentioned webinar, but I don't know if I gave the title. The webinar is The Easy Button for Transforming Sermons into Podcasts. That's what the webinar is about for us. And that's June 18th at 12 noon. You can sign up at webinar.streamingchurch.tv. Sorry, we need to get a longer title for that webinar. We're working on that. We got our crack staff working on the longer title. But actually, I think it'll be good stuff. It really is all about dailydive365.com. So check it out. Paul, thank you so much for your time today. We sure appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for having me, Phil. Always good to spend time with you.
All right. Well, we appreciate it so much, and we love what you're doing. And thank you, folks, for spending a little bit of time with us today on the Church Solutions Podcast. Be sure and subscribe and like us and give us a rating if you can. That would be wonderful. And we'll catch you again on another episode. I'm Phil Thompson on behalf of Steve Lacey and the whole team here. Have yourself a great day.